Thank you, councillors, and welcome back to the council meeting for December. And moving on, we have received and will be noted in our minutes that will be confirmed next month that we have a new report issued in regards to item 14.3, which is the Bridgewater Youth Community Hub draft memorandum of understanding with TALS, the Tasmania Aboriginal Legal Service, and Australian Red Cross. We note that we have been presented that new report, and as I indicated, that will be shown in our minutes. Councillors, we have heard from staff during our recess in regards to that MOU. Do you deem it necessary to hear from staff again now, or are you happy to continue? We have a recommendation.
Can I hear from staff again? I'd like it to be on the recording.
You certainly can. Angela, I'll hand over to you in regards to this.
Yeah, sure. So we have drafted a memorandum of understanding between the Tasmanian Aboriginal Legal Service and the Australian Red Cross and Brighton Council that we will work together. It is not a legally binding document, that we will work together on developing the project to build a youth hub in Bridgewater. The key roles here is TALS is employing a project officer who will be dedicated to keeping that project moving forward, particularly in terms of scoping it, feasibility, and setting up a steering committee. Red Cross have joined that MOU because of their strengths, both in community engagement as well as their understanding of writing grant submissions and so on, and their strength in that area. And Council's, responsibility really is to investigate options in terms of a site and also to look at major infrastructure grants to fund the building itself. So what we're asking of Council tonight is if everyone is in agreement that we would authorise the General Manager to sign the Memorandum of Understanding on behalf of Council.
Councillor Owen.
The recommendation we've got there doesn't include Australia Red Cross, so we put...
It doesn't include...
Doesn't include Australian Red Cross. So should that be included in...
Endorses the Bridgewater Youth Community Hub draft memorandum of understanding with TALS and Australian Red Cross as presented.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's all right. That. I was looking at my new agenda, real agenda.
Sorry. Councillor.
The one I've had for 5 days, not the one I've had for 5 minutes.
Sorry, maybe just for the purpose of the recording, if you wanted to read out the...
I'll read out the recommendation. The recommendation from staff is that Brighton Council, one, endorses the Bridgewater Youth Community Hub draft memorandum of understanding with the Tasmanian Aboriginal Legal Services and Australian Red Cross as presented, and two, authorise the General Manager to sign the MOU on behalf of Brighton Council. As staff have indicated, it is not a legal binding document. It is just an agreement that we will discuss, hopefully facilitate and work towards the establishment of a Brighton Youth Bridgewater Youth Hub in Bridgewater.
I'm happy to move it.
No, thank you. Councillor Geard has moved the recommendation be received and seconded by Councillor McMaster. Councillor Geard, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Mr Mayor, after defining maybe the sites, it could be the number of sites you're looking at, so it's probably beneficial that it's an ideal location. I think it's something we need for the whole community, especially that it's just not one part of the community, because the youth of the community needs to look after them, because they're our future around the table and also our future citizens, so if we can make sure that we can look after them, I think the Brighton Municipality is going to be in good stead.
Thanks, Councillor Geard. Councillor McMaster, you wish to speak to the motion?
Actually, I agree with it. Thank you. We need something like this. Get the organisation to work together.
Beautiful. Thank you. Anything further from councillors around the table? If there's nothing further, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Moving on to our next item, which is item 14.4, which is a review of the Brighton Council Community Awards, and in particular the award categories. Ange, oh no, Kylie's in the back.
Kylie might add to this as well, Mr. Mayor. Essentially, we decided as a council that we would move away from the Australia Day Citizen of the Year Awards and develop these into community awards that would take place during the National Volunteer Week towards the end of May. So what we said we committed to do was to go away and just do a quick review of what the criteria, or the different categories for the awards should be. Kylie did a fairly extensive review of what other councils are doing in terms of community awards, and we wanted to keep it simple, not add to it. I think it's better if we keep it as simple as possible. Not much has changed, really. We've got three categories: the Citizen of the Year, the Young Citizen of the Year, and the Community Initiative or an Event of the Year. That's sort of a combined. We did used to have the Volunteer of the Year, but actually all of these cover volunteers when you look at those three categories. So that was kind of superfluous in a sense, because they always seem to, you know, they are for volunteers. What I might ask Kylie to do, though, is to just speak a little bit about how we saw that week working and what we wanted to do with the community awards beyond just the awards themselves.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's okay. So as a group, which Councillor Owen has been part of, we've been doing the safeguarding volunteering strategy. And so we will hopefully have that finished by March, I think it is, and what we thought as a group, Jeff's also in that group as well up the back, and what we thought would be really good would be to launch that in the Volunteer Week as well as part of our community awards. And the other thing from my going around and talking to multiple volunteers within our community, one of the beautiful things that was noted from those conversations was how passionate they are about being a volunteer and what does that look like for them and why they do it. And so part of what we thought would be wonderful from all those conversations is to do little clips of our volunteers and have, because not only then are we sharing and celebrating all the great work that they do, but it's also then supporting and encouraging new people to come and volunteer as well. So we thought that would be a great way, and we sort of mentioned that at our last safeguarding strategy meeting as well. So, and because I was just blown away, it was just amazing. It was so beautiful to go up there and have those conversations. And I just thought we need to really celebrate our beautiful community and all the beautiful volunteers that we have in that week as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Kylie. Thanks, Ange. Councillors, question?
Just a question.
Councillor Geard.
Look, at the moment, you've got Citizen Year, which throughout Australia, Citizen Year for Australia Day could be anyone that's not actually a volunteer. It can be actually someone that's outstanding in their community, done more than that thing. I'd like to see the three categories put Volunteer Citizen of the Year, because that way it looks a lot better than it's not, you're not, you know, discrediting the Australia Day Award. At the moment, I read that, because Citizen of the Year used to be always Australia Day. If you put volunteer in front of it, it makes a lot of sense to me. Of course, it's on Volunteer Week, which is perfect. So that's the only thing I'd like to see, is the volunteer on those two categories there. The community one could be left quite wide, because that's, you could have part paid, part not paid, so I'm happy with that one. Just those two there, that's what I'd like to see volunteer written in front. I don't think we'll get as much media flack from certain people in different areas, either way. So that's just my personal view, so I'd like to see that.
Thank you, Councillor Geard. Councillors, any questions of staff in regards to this?
So, if not, I'll be happy to move with that amendment to volunteer for the first two categories.
Thank you. Councillors, we have a motion that has been put forward that is as written on page 32, with the additional of the word volunteer in brackets behind citizen and young citizen.
Yes.
Is that acceptable to the mover and seconder?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there any debate? Would you like to speak to the motion?
That's fine.
Councillor Della Torre?
No, I think it's been covered. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other councillor wish to speak for or against the motion? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you.
Did we have a mover?
We did. Mover was Councillor Geard, second by Councillor Della Torre. Item 14.5 is a review of policy 7.11, audio recordings of council meetings. We have an amended policy that has been presented in our minutes further to Councillor Della Torre's motion last month. I don't feel there's any need for staff to address that. It seems reasonably straightforward. There's a recommendation that the new policy be endorsed, moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Curran. Is there any discussion or debate?
I'd just like to thank the officers for their time in recreating this policy and listing the meetings that I failed to list in my motion previously to ensure that it is clear as to which meetings I was talking about. So I'm glad they read between the lines there. The policy updates are fantastic and achieved everything I was thinking in my motion of last month.
Thanks, Councillor Della Torre. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 15 is questions on notice, and there are no questions on notice. And that concludes the open session of our meeting. We're just moving into closed council, so I...